Hello, beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of It Is So Podcast with Erica Shante, where we talk all things restoration. For as long as I can remember, you guys, I've always loved to read books, and I still do. When I was younger, I would curl up with my favorite blanket. Sometimes I would even go in the bathroom. That was the only quiet place in my house. Sometimes I would get in that bathtub, pull that shower curtain back, cuddle up with my favorite book and my blanket, and I would just escape to a whole new world, literally. And I remember whenever I would come to a point in the story where I did not like the way it was going, or I thought it was going one way, but something else happened, it shifted, the plates literally came undone, they began to move simultaneously, I would literally close the book and be like, you know what, I'm done. Forget this book, because how could you do this to me? My heart is broken. I'm sliding down the wall, slinging snot. Like, the character wasn't supposed to die, or the character wasn't supposed to get sick or lose this family member or this friend. And honestly, I feel like that's what we do in life. Whenever we get to a certain chapter, a certain page that shifts us, that unnerves us, that really literally pulls the floor from under us, we close the book and we don't want to read anymore. Now, if this is not you, you can already go ahead and shut this episode off. But if this is you, stay tuned. I want to encourage you, take a bookmark and place it in that book. Don't allow this moment to make you miss out on the end of your story. Because it's only a chapter. It's only a page. All you have to do is turn the page and keep reading. Don't allow this moment to make you miss. What are moments? Moments are temporary. They're moments. They're fleeting. Our feelings are fleeting. So in this moment, you're feeling one way. But guess what? In the next moment, you could be feeling a whole nother way. You could be angry now, but happy later. Happy that you learned something in this moment. This moment is supposed to teach you. It's supposed to pull something out of you that you didn't even know that you had. In a moment of frustration, we want to say things that we cannot get back. In a moment of sadness, we want to close the chapter and not keep reading. In a moment of happiness, we want to stay in that moment forever. I never want to leave this moment. I'm so happy right now. My skin is glowing. I'm making new friends. I'm making new relationships. Like, all this great stuff is happening in this moment. I don't want it to end. But it's a moment. We go from glory to glory and faith to faith. Don't stop in the middle. Don't burn out. The only way that you're going to do that is if you turn the page. You keep going. I don't know where you are in your situation, but I know it's led you to this moment, to this podcast, to listen to this girl sit here and tell you that she's not going to allow you to stop. You don't get to stop. Look back at everything that you've overcome already. And you think you're going to stop here? No. You're going to keep going. You're going to keep fighting. I know you feel battle fatigue right now. You feel as though, listen, I've taken a blow. I don't have another swing in me. Yes, you do. Find your footing. Whenever we are going through something and, you know, it doesn't look like or sound like or feel like where we thought we were going to be, we begin to worry. That is a normal feeling. We begin to have anguish or anxiety or doubt or fear. But we know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. When your mind is not sound, you begin to worry. You go back and forth, like a ship getting tossed back and forth by every wave, by every gush of the wind. Just think about a person that paces back and forth after they found out some bad news. That's what it looks like to us. We're wavering in our decisions. But look at, what does it mean to stand 10 toes down, flat-footed, not moving, not budging? That's how we should be, standing on the foundation, a sure foundation, which is God's word, which is his promises that are yes and amen, that are everlasting. God doesn't renege on his word. He said what he said, how he said it, when he said it. So we can stand on it. We can take it to the bank, as people say. And we can withdraw on that promise. He said what he said, so I'm going to stand here. You may be standing there angry, but stand. You may be standing there sad, but stand. You may be standing there confused for now, but you won't be confused long, because he makes good on his promises. What he said, he will perform. God is faithful to perform what he said. But if you aren't sure of what the Lord has spoken over your life, you need to put that book down that you're reading of your life story and go pick up the Bible. It gives us instructions. It soothes our weary mind. But you have to surrender. See, I feel as though, I know as though these moments, what they do for our flesh. They teach us that our flesh is dying daily. That we should not rely on it. We should not become so self-sufficient that we know the way to go. We're so sure of ourselves, but you've stepped in a pothole. You've messed up your shoes. You've ruined your day. Now you're late for work. You missed out on an opportunity. And now you're here complaining about this pothole, but not saying, okay, well, Lord, what are you teaching me? Lord, what are you showing me? And then waiting on the answer. Because some of us have been very confident in asking God the question, God, what are you doing? But we're not waiting on an answer. We're waiting impatiently. We're like the children of Israel. I know that when we read that story, we think that we're not like that. And we're like, oh, I could have never been like them. Yes, we get like them. And I'm glad that God used that story to show us ourselves, to unveil us. Because we have this mask on as if we are walking through life trusting God, and we're really not. When a child, I love that the Bible tells us to be like children. When a child has a spill, or they mess up their clothes, or they get dirty, or, you know, something goes bump in the night, the first thing that they do is call their parent or turn to their parent. Or show their parent, hey, I've messed up my clothes, or I've done something that I wasn't supposed to do. Can you help me? Can you fix me? Can you fix this situation? But it's funny how whenever we go through things in life, we turn to ourselves. Do we not? We turn to ourselves like, oh my goodness, how could I do this? I'm so this. We begin to speak negative word curses over our life. And we begin to sit down and we close our book. We don't want to go on anymore. And sometimes things happen to us, and I get that too. We all of a sudden lose our job, or we all of a sudden have someone that's close to us pass away, or we have a change in our career, or our children start to act up. Our husband, our wife begins to act up. Like, we don't see a way out of what we're currently in. And God is like, just surrender and allow me to show you. Allow me to get you back on track. I am God. Am I not the great I am? That's when you begin to go to God and tell him, Father, you said in your word right here, let me show you. So because you said this, I'm going to stand here until I see it. I'm not backing down. I'm not giving up. I'm not dying here in the middle. I don't get to. You said my story has an expected end. And I know you didn't expect for me to be sitting here sobbing, giving up. Angry, giving up. Being confused, giving up. God says that he will give us rest on every side. That means every way that I turn, I can enter into God's rest. But I won't enter into his rest until I have belief, until I believe more. My unbelief causes me not to enter into God's rest. So, Father, help my unbelief. Right where I feel that I can't go on, I know that you can. You're stronger than I am. This is a difficult time. I'm having to take a dose of, I'm not my strongest suit without God. I'm having to release my doubt. I'm having to look my goals in the face and say, I will continue to reach you. But I'm not going at it by myself any longer. I will be successful. This is not just in career. This is in love. This is in life, in partnership, in family, in friends. It's working for me. The very it that you're standing in right now or sitting in or under, that it is working for you. And you will have peace, but you need strength. He's a good shepherd. When we're getting ready to go off the cliff, he will use his rod to hook us back. Even break our legs if he have to. Because we thought that we can do it on our own. No, ma'am. No, sir. Turn around. Turn around. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. This is your warning. God wants to restore you. And the only way that he can restore you is if you bring him all of the broken pieces. I know you feel shattered right now. Bring him those broken pieces, every single one, even the parts that you don't want anyone to know about, even the parts that you feel shame and guilt about, those parts especially, because he can use it. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, that's why he chose. That's why he chose that city, that town. That's why he chose to come through the lineage of David to restore. Y'all, when I tell you I love God, like he uses every single part of your story, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. The how could you ever use this? He wants all those pieces so that he can restore you. Restore your story. Let you know that he was in control the entire time. You got this. We got this. We have no choice. We want to get to that expected end, but we have to have a renewed mindset. How do we do that? We gain strength by getting in his word, understanding his character, his nature. I know we've asked the question, whether we did it audibly or even inside of our heads. We've asked the question, God, how could you let this happen to me? How could you let my story end up here on this chapter, on this page? Did we not make these plans together? Did I not surrender all that I had unto you? Did you not say that I was going to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower? Did you not say that? And the truth is he did. And because he said it, he will see you through it. But there has been a shift in your life. There's something on the inside of you that he wants to pull out of this chapter. But you need to let him. Don't shy away. Don't shrink back. Get all that you need to get out of your story. out of this chapter, but keep going. Guess what? Somebody else is looking to win with the details that you get out of this, out of surviving this chapter right here. They're waiting on instructions. They're waiting to understand how they can go on, how they can make it out, how they can press forward in spite of what they're feeling, in spite of what they're going through. And they're looking for you, and you've closed your book. Open your book. Bookmark the moment. But keep reading. Keep turning the page. This is not your end. And you're going to be restored in all ways, on every side. I can honestly say that what I know now, I would not have known if I didn't go through what I went through. Those nights of frustration, those nights of uncontrollable sobs and tears taught me that I truly have a good father who sits, who waits, who listens, who allows me to get all that I'm feeling out so that he could feel me. F-I-L-L. Because of what I F-E-E-L. Like, that is insane to me. And stuff like that doesn't make sense to us, but it makes perfect sense to the Father. He allows us to overflow with emotion, get all of that out, so that we can become empty, so that he can fill us. He can give us strength to keep going. I know you're waiting on the phone calls from friends and families and loved ones to be there for you. But sometimes the Lord will stop that phone from ringing so that you could call him. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to tell him where it hurts, how you're feeling, how it doesn't make sense to you, how you thought you would be here by now, how you thought you could never give up this or stop talking to this person or achieve this goal or have hope again for your future. He wants you to talk to him so that he can give you the answers. He is the answer to every question that you will ever have. But you stop talking to him. You're mad at the author. God is the author and finisher of our faith. And you're angry with him. You're upset with him. You feel as if he didn't hear you correctly. And I get that. But guess what? Release unto him. Let him know exactly how you feel so that he can fill you up with his word. Remind you of his promises, so that you can have a sure foundation. You can stand where you are, and someone will look at your story and say, how are you standing still? And you can say, it's only by the grace of God. That draws them in closer when you lift him that way. How can I have strength to lift him? By giving him your hands, your empty hands. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. These old hymns, y'all, they carry us through. I don't care. I'm with the new generation, our gospel, and, you know, the way that we worship and praise God. But let me tell you something. Being a kid, going to those old school musicals, or, you know, just growing up the way that I did, the songs and hymns that would be sang in church, I didn't understand then. But now that I'm older, I understand now. By and by, huh? Like the old people say, by and by, you will understand. But you got to get by to keep getting by. You can't just sit there. There's another by. Another B-Y and another B-Y-E. Bye to this place that I'm in right now. Bye to me feeling depressed, wounded, sad, shaken, shattered, broken, bruised, scorned. Bye to this chapter. I'm going to get to the end of this chapter and I'm going to say bye to it. And guess what? It's bookmarked, but I ain't trying to come back no time soon until I get my peace, until I get my strength. And then I can come back and say, I have survived this. And then I can go and show somebody else, look at what the Lord has done. Look at what he's done for me in my life, how he has set me free, how he has brought me over the difficult time that I thought was going to crush me. He allowed me to see fit so that I can make it over. Look at all the wisdom that you gained from that moment. Look at the inspiration that you gave somebody else because of how patient you were in your waiting season, how you didn't succumb to the pressure, how you didn't allow what you saw to pull you down. God, if I can't see my way out and my eyes are closed, let me just hold your hand tighter. Hang on to the rope. If you got to, tie a knot and hang right in there. But it's going to be all right. You're going to make it out. You're going to be restored. You're going to be revived. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. So keep fighting. Keep believing. Trust me, I know that it's not easy. There are going to be days where you are sick to your stomach because you are not walking or sitting in what you thought you would be by the time you thought you would be. Listen. It's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. If I have anything to do with it and you keep tuning in, trust me, you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I got this. I have to have this. I have no choice. I got somebody that's on my case. And guess what? I'm going to stay on your case. You do not get to stop here. So cry. Yes. Have your little moment. But you come on back to this book. You come back to your story. You come back to your chapter. You come back to this page. Take some notes. Write down a note if you need to. This will be the last time that I grow this weary. Not saying that you won't be weary again, because you may, because life does what it needs to. But you won't grow this weary again. Why? Because you'll be standing on God's promises. You'll be believing in him and not yourself. Stop having so much faith in you. Our faith should be in God, not ourselves, not this flesh. Make plans, but make plans with God. And even when you make those plans with God, he's God. He can shift at any moment. He draws us to him. So if he goes to the left and you're still trying to get tugged to the right or still trying to go right, and he's tugging you to the left, surrender. You don't know what option A has for you. You trying to go option B because you scared. Because you got running shoes on. And that's another thing. Take them running shoes off your feet. They don't make them in your size anymore. You're bigger than what you were last time. That's why it hurts so much to keep running. Take them off. You don't fit them anymore. You are a giant. And you're trying to put on a size 2 and tie it up and lace it up tight. And guess what? You don't even know where you're running to. You just running. You have no idea where you're running to. You don't know what's safe. You just running. And when you bump your head in the road, guess who the first person that you're going to blame? God. Instead of saying, Father, wherever you lead, I'll follow. Whatever you say, do, I'm going to do. Whatever you say, I'm going to say. Whoever you put me in front of to tell my story, I'm going to tell it. God can trust you with more. But you got to get out of your head. Keep the fire going on your altar. Let the fire of God burn up everything inside of you that's not pure. Every thought, every memory that has have you stagnant, every idea that you're trying to pursue without God, like, let all that be burnt to a crisp. And then let God take those ashes and blow them to all four corners of the earth so that you can't even go find the ashes to bring it back together. No, let it be done in Jesus' name. And you depend on him. Father, restore me. Guide me, lead me. I want to be able to stand on your promises in your perfect peace with strength and a sound mind, not having fear. Being aware of your character, being aware of your nature, knowing that you will not leave me nor forsake me. Give me guidance, give me patience, give me wisdom. Allow me to withstand this pressure that I'm feeling because I know there's more. Let me be a student to learn everything that you're teaching in this moment. So that I don't miss out on the rest of my story because this moment has happened to me. Take a deep breath, friend. It's okay. It's okay. I know I've said a lot. I know I might have ruffled your feathers. I know I may have spoken to you and I don't understand your situation. I don't understand what you're going through. But guess who knows? God does. And guess who knows the end of your story? God does. I don't know. Erica don't know. Erica Shante don't know. But what I do know is if I got to get my hind up and get to the end of my story, so do you. I love you. Take a deep breath. I know it's okay. I know I ruffled your feathers, but you come on back. You come on back for another episode, okay? Okay. Okay, we got this.